You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea and you're tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show. And today's theme for Satterstar is introductory emo. So this show is dedicated to any emo beginners listening out there on the radio here in Portland or beyond. Maybe you're familiar with like some newer emo bands only, or maybe your only point of reference for emos like My Chemical Romance or like Hot Topic era bands. But the bands on tonight's playlist are your next step into diving deeper into this very unique genre. I would consider all these bands that you're gonna hear to be part of like the broader emo canon, and are many folks' first bands when initially getting more into the genre, and yeah, just doing some further research. So if you're new to emo, welcome. Obviously you're in the right place if you're listening to a radio show dedicated to this dorky genre, but this episode in particular of Satterstar is a really good place to begin. So starting out, this first track is by City of Caterpillar from Richmond, Virginia, from the early 2000s. This band and many of the other bands that their members have been a part of are basically essential listening for emo, including Page 99, another heavy hitter. So this track is called A Heart-Filled Reaction to Dissatisfaction. Thanks so much for tuning in to Satterstar Introductory Emo. Here we go.
Thank you. forgotten to turn it off. We'll be right back.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on XRI FM, and we're doing an introductory emo episode. So these are all kind of like beginner emo bands. Once you've delved a little bit further into the genre past like, I don't know, like mall emo, Hot Topic, Taking Back Sunday, My Chemical Romance, etc. Or maybe like, I don't know, new music that people call emo. And you're like, where did that even come from? Yeah, this is the episode for you. You just heard Early Stars by Jejun, who were from Boston, then San Diego. They literally just played a series of reunion shows in Japan, of all places. And I feel like a lot of their music is actually just kind of straight up indie rock. But especially in this song, they definitely fit as like an introductory emo band. That was off of their split with Jimmy Eat World, which is a really, really great split. Before that, you heard Seisha, who were from New York in the late 90s originally, and I feel like they're everybody's introductory screamo or like emo hardcore band after initially being into more like mall emo. At least for me, I got into them when I was like 13, and they were a very important band for me in my life. That track was called it's a French title, Notre Langue Nous Trompe. And then before that, you heard The Control Freak by Portraits of Past, who I feel like they existed way, way before their time sonically. They existed in the same like mid 90s time period and Bay Area scene as Indian Summer, who you also heard. But Indian Summer, I feel like, was very representative of the music and the time period that they existed within. And I feel like Portraits of Past had a very complex sound that sounded more like later 90s screamo bands, including sounding a little bit more like City of Caterpillar, who I played at the top of the hour. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of bands definitely drew inspiration from them, but Portraits of Past sound was like before their time in a very interesting way. They are doing another reunion show in May in Phoenix, but they did several reunion shows last year as well, and I just really love seeing them live when I have the chance. Before that was 10 Grand, who are from Iowa, and they started out with the band name The Vita Blue and later changed their name to 10 Grand. That track was called Wedding Song for Steve and Angie. I feel like as a band, they're kind of underappreciated within the genre as a whole, but to me, that song in particular is a beloved classic. So good. All their music is so good. And definitely a good band to like get further into, delve into more once you like have a good emo basis going. Before that was Rain and Maria with Tinfoil. They're from Madison, Wisconsin, and their later music was definitely more indie sounding, but first few releases are like heavily emo. Especially love the melodies on that song in particular. That's off of their past Worn Searching album. Then before that was Orchard by Indian Summer off of their split with Current. They were from Oakland, California between like 1993 to 94, and to me encapsulates emo as a whole, sonically, visually, I don't know, like their lore, all of it. They have their kind of like washed out sound, the way that their songs build on each other, their artwork of their physical releases, and also the scene and the time period in which they existed. Also, their refusal to do reunion shows as well, no matter what, I highly respect. And I feel like they're just a really perfect band in general and represent what emo is all about. Anyway, starting out the hour, you heard a heart-filled reaction to Dissatisfaction by City of Caterpillar, and we're gonna keep things going with, what are we gonna play? Rain, who are probably the most popular Italian screamo band. This song called Tiger Suit is an absolute classic, and yeah, just a very fun listen. I hope you like it. Here you go, this is Rain.
We'll be right back. Do it, baby.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show, introductory emo episode. We only have a couple minutes left. So you just heard Parking Lot by Austin, Texas-based Mineral off of their album, The Power of Failing, which that whole album is extremely important to me. And I especially love the very emotional guitar screech towards the beginning of that song. Really, really makes it stand out to me. Before that was Someone by The Hated, who were an early emo influence. They were from the 80s in Annapolis, Maryland. And occasionally they're called the first emo band, which I guess is up for debate. That's off of their Every Song album. Before that was 2 Feet in Front by Olympia, Washington-based band Link. I have a running theory that Link were the original Midwest emo band in terms of like the kind of sound that their music is and how early they formed. They started in 1992 and bands were playing similar stuff in like the mid 90s, like 95, etc., attributed to Midwest emo. But, you know, I feel like they're the originators of that kind of sound. Also, RIP Sam Jane, the vocalist of that band. Before that, you heard Making Fun of Your First Love by Evergreen, who are from Southern California in the mid-90s and definitely are one of the most sought-after emo bands and have one of the most sought-after emo LPs. Their 7 songs LP. It goes for a ridiculous amount of money. Yeah, just a really solid and beloved band. Also, fun fact, the drummer of Evergreen was also in Rilo Kiley. The drummer of Rilo Kiley was in that band. I think they're the same drummer in both bands. Anyway, that's my fun fact. Before that, you heard I Drive by Bells on Trike. I feel like that band used to be relatively obscure to emo freaks, but now they're pretty well known. And they just have a very solid sound. And the Numero Group just reissued their singular 10-inch a few months ago on a hand-screened LP, which is pretty cool. Before that, you heard Tiger Suit by Rain. We're gonna go out with the one and only Cap'n Jazz. This track is called Oh Messy Life. This is a classic and a hit. I feel like Cap'n Jazz is maybe arguably the most well-known 90s emo band. American Football, who a lot of the members are also in that band, is also very well-known, but I feel like Cap'n Jazz is like more emo, has more roots in like hardcore and punk, and I feel like they span genres and everyone loves this band. I love how crazy and nonsensical they can be and how deeply experimental and weird they are. So, this is Oh Messy Life by Cap'n Jazz. Thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar. Take care.